It is time for us to check in with Pat Pagano and get a look at the tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you on this 1 hour earlier morning?
I'm fine, except one thing. I waited around my house on Saturday for the arrival of the second portion of the movie, and it never came. I checked with the post office. You addressed it to the radio station. It'll arrive here today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I went to the... Right, I didn't know where I put your address.
Yep.
I should have told you that.
So it will arrive here today, and okay. And that means I'll have it for I'll get it. I won't get it today.
I'll do a review sometime this week.
Yeah, I'll get it tomorrow. And tomorrow Tuesday is normally a quiet day, so now that I'll probably watch it tomorrow when I pick it up.
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to hear your review on that. While we're talking about movies, I happen to see. On Saturday, The Invisible Man. I was able to get it.
Did you
believe it or not?
Did you like it?
I loved it. Completely different twist from The Invisible Man that you and I grew up with.
Yeah, that's what our movie reviewer, David Sterrett, said. He didn't like it, though. He didn't like it that much.
I liked it. I really liked it.
He thought the acting was okay in it and good in it and stuff, but he just didn't like he didn't like the premise of it, so.
He didn't like the premise. I thought that was... It was different. Yeah. It was just different. You know, and they brought it up to, you know, to modern times. And I liked it. I liked it very much. It kept my interest the whole time. And I also started watching Knives Out. But then I had to leave. So I paused it. When I came back, that was off. So I'd have to go back and start the whole thing all over again. And I just didn't have time. But that looked also very, very good. That's that mystery.
Yep.
Like it's like a it's like Clue.
I watched The Godfather of Harlem.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a series that's on.
Oh, okay.
And I'm telling you, it's a interpretation of The Godfather, but of course just it's confined to Harlem, and it goes over the history of the big crime family. With the Bonannos and the Valachis were killing one another and stuff like that, and how it was all for control of the drug, the drug dealing in Harlem, and it was the first season was 9 episodes and it was really good. It was very very well done, because you know these docudramas, and they are because they're part fiction in part true, because they have to change it so the names that they can't get sued, like The Godfather. The thing I always loved about Godfather 1 and 2, not necessarily 3, but Godfather part 1 and 2, is it follows American history basically. You can follow different events with it, and the same thing with this show, The Godfather of Harlem. So if you're a history buff and you're a crime buff and you like movies like that, you'll like this 9-part series. It's very, very, very good.
Yeah, and I'm really not. So, to me, history's boring. So, I wouldn't even bother with that. But meanwhile, the
speaking
time
about
has got,
speaking about boring. What about your weather forecast?
Yeah, it's real boring. And I mean, we have all our weather maps now coming in an hour later because the Weather Service stays on standard time. But it doesn't make any difference because there's nothing to worry about. We'll have a sunny and spring-like day today. It's going to be a great day, mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, 40 to 45. Mild with clouds, some late-day showers Tuesday, 60. There'll be some sun on Wednesday. We're in the mid-50s. Notice how mild it is.
Yeah.
Thursday, scattered showers, otherwise partly cloudy. A little bit cooler, but normal, mid-40s. There'll be some showers on Friday, and the weekend will be fair and seasonably cool.
No, so when's St. Patrick's Day?
Next week. Next Tuesday.
Is it going to be nice? Will Irish eyes be smiling on next Tuesday?
I haven't even looked that far ahead because it's just there's nothing to look ahead for, if you know what I mean.
My grandmother used to always love to sing that song.
What, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of nice Irish songs. There's a big, you know, Pearl River by me down here is very big, very big in the parade. It's the second biggest parade after the one in New York City for St. Paddy's Day. One up here in Pearl River. You have to get there early, otherwise you'll never be able to park and watch the parade.
Whenever I think of Irish and Irish songs, I think of a movie Steve Martin was in with Goldie Hawn. And she had camped out in a house that he had designed, and she pretended to be his lover and stuff like that. And he was at this party with her, and she was telling her father what a great Irish person he is. And he had to sing an Irish lullaby in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was in a packed theater, and as he was singing it, all right, and Steve Martin was great at this, you could actually I laughed so hard, people got mad at me in the theater because I thought it was one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. I laughed so hard when he had a tour. But I forget what the name of the movie was, but it was a funny movie, and people were shushing me, but I couldn't stop laughing. I just couldn't stop laughing.
It probably wasn't meant to be funny, Marshall.
It was. No, it was. This is the Deadheads were watching.
Oh, I see.
We're listening for him to sing the song, but no, it was meant to be funny. He was petrified. He didn't even know all the words. It was funny. It was a Steve Martin movie. It was meant to be funny. You were meant to laugh, but you know.
You've been hearing reports. You know, everybody's been shooting numbers at you. Obviously, you know, how many cases here, how many cases there.
Well, coronavirus, yeah.
I'm going to shoot a number at you this morning. 20.
20.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the latest count.
In New York?
No.
And what's
the latest count from Pat's cabin?
Oh, 20 mice?
Mm-hmm.
I give you, why don't you make it like Cheryl Shehshad?
David reported yesterday two more, and I texted him back. He obviously knew I was very upset, so he called me, and he says, "Pat," he said they're all being caught near the sink. He said, "So I'm telling you, that's where they're coming in, and that's where they're going out. We have to really, you know, look at that closely." I said, "What do you mean, we?" So he started laughing. He said, "We have to take off that kickboard on the bottom of the sink." He said, "And I have to look and see what's between the sink floor and the cabin." He said, "Because I think that's a telltale sign." I said, "Well, I'll be there, but, you know, behind you." I said, "And if anything runs out, you could turn around because you won't see me." And he started laughing. And then I said to him, I said, "You know, David, what about these what do they call them, Marshall, trail cameras now?"
Yeah.
They work off, you charge them up, and they're supposed to be real cheap and everything like that. People are using them, you know, through their phone.
Yeah.
You could, I'm wondering if I should buy a trail camera, put it in there, and we could obviously either see or tape. There's one that even tapes. That's what's going on.
Well, that's good. You could do that. But I just think that, you ever see that commercial for Cheryl Shehshad?
No.
Who burnt Cheryl Shehshad?
No.
Well, that's maybe what you should do. Set a fire in the cabin, rebuild the cabin completely.
Yeah, but you know, I was talking to my sister about that yesterday. And she says, "Pat, you're in the middle of the woods." I said, "Yeah." She said, "I don't care." She said, "You could build another cabin." She says, "And maybe the first year you won't see anything." She says, "But you're in the middle of the woods." She said, "There's field mice all over the place. They will get in." She says, "The other people are not seeing them because they're not putting traps or anything like that. Nobody's up in the wintertime." She says, "They come up in the the spring or the summer," she said, and no one's looking around and seeing them the way you are. You're very aware of it." And I guess she's right. You know, I mean, I think it's inevitable. Even if I were to build a new cabin, that, you know, somewhere, somehow, they will get in. So we're going to try our best to mouse-proof it this spring and see what happens, Marshall. That's all.
All right. Hey, is there any shot at snow at all in the first several feet?
I had another question to ask you. Do you think that setting those traps up there, David setting the traps with peanut butter, do you think that it actually may be attracting them?
Yep, absolutely.
So, in other words, if those traps weren't set, they probably wouldn't be there.
That's because they smelled peanut butter. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I was afraid of
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's so high. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
They're hungry. They smell peanut butter. They say, Pat's ready to feed us. They get in there. Bop. Goodbye.
Bye. Gotcha.
So that's why. That's why. I bet you if you didn't put peanut butter in it and put those have a heart traps in there where they can be, you'd see it be a big difference, a big drop.
You're probably right.
Oh well, Pat. You know what? When springtime comes and you're up there and there's it'll be a distant memory.
We'll see.
A distant memory.
We'll see.
That's all I can say. But you try a different type of trap and see if it drops off. I bet you it will. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, you get the smell of peanut butter. And how many traps did you set?
So far, well, he said he's got four left. That's it. I think we started out with 12.
All right. Sure. I mean, 12 piles of peanut butter. Good. Good. Let's go eat it, Pats. It's good.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.